Hey, this is Letitia. How many times have you heard or said, "Man, I'm so depressed"? At some point in time, we all feel the feelings of depression. For many, about 19 million, depression is a day-to-day battle. Anyone can experience this illness. Even though women are twice as likely to suffer from it, men are three times more likely to commit suicide. Anyone that's ever suffered from or knows someone that has battled depression knows that it's not something you can just snap out of. The word has been used so flippantly that sometimes we forget that it's a very serious mental health disorder that affects so many people globally and warrants our attention, compassion, and understanding. Here's what to look for. Feeling helpless, useless, or hopeless. Feelings of self-hatred. Feeling vulnerable and oversensitive. Feelings of guilt constantly. Lack of energy, the ability to concentrate or complete simple tasks. Sudden and drastic weight gains or loss. Inability to sleep or need for excessive amounts of sleep. Anxiety and restlessness. Loss of sex drive. Unexplainable physical aches and pains. Most people only suffer two or three of the above symptoms at one time. There are different types of depressions, therefore different types of treatments available. For manic depression, which could exhibit severe mood swings, extremely energetic and positives are the highs, and anguish and misery with no energy being the low. Manic depressives often receive drugs like lithium as a treatment, and in more serious cases, electroconvulsive therapy, aka shock therapy. Postnatal depression usually happens after the birth of a child. A seasonal affective disorder is brought on by the change of seasons or holidays. And something to keep in mind in regards to depression is that most people with severe mental illness aren't treated. Therapists often disagree about diagnosis. And patients often deny that they have mental illness because of the stigma. Whether the circumstances, feelings of depressions are caused by a chemical chain that affects how your brain functions. Level of the chemicals are not balanced, and this directly affects your mood. If this sounds like you or someone you know, don't think that you can just snap out of it. This is a serious illness that requires immediate medical attention. Only the moderate to severe cases require drug treatments. Others can be treated by attending therapy. This is Letitia, and over 19 million people suffer from depression. If you are not one of them, someone you know probably is. Give them a copy of this article and go with them to seek additional help.